Welcome back to the Saturday Splash with Lynn and Maddie, your local soil and water conservation district employees and experts on many, many things conservation related.
Now we're going to talk about stormwater.
Ooh, what is stormwater, Lynn? Remind me.
Stormwater, well, it's water from a storm, see?
What?
Yes, rain falls down.
You mean snow, sleet, hail, wind, any kind of precipitation that falls from the sky?
I wouldn't call wind stormwater.
Wind? Maybe like a wet wind. Yeah. I got excited there. I was thinking like the postman. All conditions.
All conditions. It runs over the ground. It picks up pollutants on the way and makes its way into our rivers, lakes, and streams. So today we're going to talk about one of the pollutants of concern here in Greenville County, and that is trash.
Ugh, litter. This is the one I hate the most, you guys. You're going to hear me get very passionate.
Yes.
Scenario. You go to the store. Let's say you go to the gas station. You're feeling a little parched. It's been a long day. You buy a bag of pretzels. You eat those pretzels. They're so delicious. And you have a wrapper that you're done with. And you're faced with a choice. Do you throw it in the trash can or do you throw it on the ground?
I would throw it in the trash can. But what if I were driving and I didn't have a trash can in my car? Maybe I would throw it out the window. No,
wrong.
I would never do that. Never.
Trash goes in the trash can. And I know this is one of those things that kind of goes without saying. I'm sure all of you out there already know that you're supposed to put trash in the trash can, because that's, how old do you learn that? About, one day old? As soon as you can start comprehending thought.
When you can hold things, you learn that you don't throw them on the ground. I guess toddlers probably throw stuff on the ground, but then they have parents who are responsible to pick up after them. So
I don't know. I remember from a very young age, before I even remember, trash goes in the pockets. If you don't have pockets, it goes in your hand. Anyway, trash is one of the it's one of the worst pollutants that we are putting into our waterways. First of all, it just looks ugly. I mean, I love to hike. I love to go outside. I go boating, go camping. I hate most when I am out in the supposedly beautiful, pristine ecosystem, and I see just trash everywhere. There is no place on Earth that humans haven't touched, and you can see that everywhere you go.
You think about that, you know, I think to myself, I'm like, oh, I'm out and I'm hiking to this waterfall. Oh, but look, there's a soda bottle. Oh, look, there's a bottle for something else. And chip wrappers. Awesome.
These I am constantly picking up so much litter. We were, my intern and I were hiking out in Stone Mountain, Georgia the other day, which is a very cool park, the Stone Mountain Park. If anybody's down near the Atlanta area, I would encourage you guys to go out and hike there. But we were just picking up trash along the way. And you'd think that This is a nature park.
It's really unbelievable. And statistics have shown that 75% of people admitted that they've littered in the last 5 years.
Intentionally.
I'm guessing, though, that in this room, 100% of people in this room have not littered in the past 5 years. That's what I would say.
Hopefully. Accidental or intentional, it's both litter. People don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of times people, you know, when they'll stop and they'll get something, and maybe they drive a truck or something, and they'll chuck the litter or the trash into the back of their truck thinking, oh, I have not littered. I've done a great job. But then they're driving down the interstate and they're going, oh, say, what are you supposed to go, 65? They're probably going like 75 maybe. But the wind blows the litter right out onto the side of the road. And that's not where it stays.
Right. What happens is, you know, we've been talking about watersheds throughout the show and stormwater. Well, the water picks up this litter, and eventually all this litter is going to make its way into a local body of water, whether that be our rivers here, like the Reedy River, the Saluda River, or any of the rivers throughout the state, country, and it's all going to flow downstream. So eventually all of this trash makes its way into the river. All rivers flow to the ocean. Do you guys know that there is not one, but two floating garbage continents? There's one in the Pacific called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, and it's about two times the size of Texas. And it's not a big, solid, dense mass. Like, we can't, you know, put grass on it and build an island and colonize. That'd be pretty cool.
Why don't they go and clean it up? That's what I want to know.
It's hard. Who's going to pay for that?
Who is they?
Right. This big, giant, are you going to take a big, giant net and scoop everything out? You're going to scoop up the wildlife, too. And anyway, as this, especially plastic is really that's the worst for the ocean. So it breaks down. So plastic is made from petroleum, and it basically breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces. So plastic is never going to fully biodegrade. Like, if you have a piece of paper on the ground, yes, that may eventually fully biodegrade, break down into its basic elements, and return to nature. Plastic, though, it just breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces. And eventually, when you get, like, let's say we're in the Pacific garbage patch, you get basically a chemical soup in the middle of the ocean. So even if you were to be able to pick out all of the big pieces, well, the big pieces really are the best case scenario, because at least they're big enough to pick up and you can see them and you can remove them. But once it starts becoming smaller and smaller pieces, we call that micro trash. It's nearly impossible to get out of the water, to get out of the soil. And let's think about most animals. Most organisms are invertebrates. The majority of life on Earth is way smaller than we are. So what may seem like a penny-sized piece of litter to us, that's not really that big to us, right? Because we're pretty big organisms. But most animals are smaller than us. And that might be, if you are an ant and you come across a penny-sized piece of trash, that is, you know, 10 times your body size.
Yeah, and you know those ants. They will pick anything up. What you always see them, you know, four or five ants moving a leaf along. They would move. They could pick up trash, too. You know, those bags, they have a scent around them usually that might be attractive.
Yeah, animals don't know that this is not food. So animals forage. That's what they do. They pick up things and they eat them. And if they work out, they keep eating them. And if they don't, they stop. But what happens with the litter? They pick up the litter. They take a bite. A lot of it, let's say they've got a soda can. That's got sharp edges on it. They can cut themselves. They can choke on it. They can suffocate on it. And even if it does make it down to their stomach, their stomachs are full of plastic. If you think about like a chip bag, for example, that's very durable. Next time you're eating a bag of chips, feel that wrapper. That is designed to last for a long, long time to keep food fresh. It's not designed to be ingested and digested and break down inside of your stomach.
You're killing me.
I know.
Now I'm sad because now we have a bunch of dead animals.
We do. There's an island called Midway Island, and it's full of these albatross. And so scientists went out to the island, and there's all these albatross, and they're all dead just all over this island. So the scientists picked them up. They did an autopsy. They cut their stomachs open, full of garbage. Plastic bottle caps, cigarette lighters, mostly plastics. So they fill up with plastic, then there's no room for food in their stomach. They starve to death.
That's dreadful. You know, another interesting thing, plastic related, when you were talking about micro trash, is products with micro beads in them. Those have recently been banned. You know, you have like your facial scrubs and things, and with micro beads, they've been banned because what's been found is that when you wash your face with something like that, you rinse your face off and it goes down the drain. But our water systems don't have the capabilities of cleaning those teeny tiny particles out of the water.
So millions of tiny plastic beads.
I mean, you think about that. You think, oh, my face feels, you know, fresh and shiny, clean. But they're winding up in the ocean now, and they're going to wind up as part of the Pacific garbage patch, which would be just terrible.
Yeah, they're extremely hard to clean out. So yeah, a lot of countries have started moving toward the ban of microbeads.
And that is a good thing.
Yeah.
Even though I like a nice clean face, I can do it with, you know, either apricot, something natural.
Yeah.
You know?
Or take a washcloth and
take a washcloth.
There's your exfoliator right there.
Huh.
Yeah.
You didn't know we were going to have beauty tips too, did
oh,
you?
Oh, yes. We can be eco-friendly and still be beautiful. Don't worry.
Yeah. And do you know, speaking of eco-friendly and beautiful, they now have made a biodegradable glitter.
Yes.
Because we're big fans of glitter at the Soil and Water Conservation District.
We're so pretty much powered by glitter.
Glitter and, well, for a while, jelly beans. But
oh, yeah.
We're off the sugar now.
But
so
it's always hard because we say glitter. But you know what? Not to be a downer. I feel like sometimes as an environmentalist, you have to be a downer. You're like, hey, you know all that glitter? That's tiny little pieces of plastic. Oh, no.
Or metal.
Well, yeah, or metal.
It's not good.
But now we have biodegradable glitter. And you know what? This is how we become better as a person, as a nation, is we become aware and we make changes. And we, as the consumer, we buy the biodegradable glitter to show that the demand is there for it.
Or the if you need to use face scrub, the face scrub that doesn't have these little microbeads in it, you know.
Right, right. Kind of a totally off topic, but kind of related conservation tip, speaking of bathroom. So you've got, you know, a lot of people, I mean, everybody, we've got a trash can at our house. Most people probably this day and age have a recycling bin in their house. Well, what about in your bathroom or your living room? I mean, you might recycle all your cans and bottles that you use in the kitchen, but do you have one in your bathroom? Or when you open your new box of toothpaste, do you throw that box in the trash? I have a recycling bin sitting next to every trash can in my house, and it makes it so easy because I will absentmindedly, I'm like, okay, I'm done with this bottle of shampoo. Let me throw it in the trash. No, I don't want to walk all the way to the kitchen. That's ridiculous.
I'm going
to
advocate walking because the steps are better for you.
That's true. This is true.
Then you're out and moving around. So that is awesome.
But then it's kind of habit, you know, you just throw it right away. So yeah, I would encourage everybody just, you know, a little, mine's themey. I have a little blue one next to all my garbage bins.
Because we are all about a theme.
Yeah. Yes.
And the theme today, conservation. That's really the theme for us every day.
We conservationists like to say that every day is Earth Day.
Yes, because other, you know, we wind up around Earth Week. We wind up doing so many things. But why do we only have to think about it then? Why can't it be every day?
I know. This is, the Earth literally provides us with everything that we need to survive. So, well, we may as well appreciate it and take care of it. Thank you, Mother Earth. Shout out to you, girlfriend.
Yes, I agree. Shout out to Mother Earth. So what else are we going to talk about today, later on?
Ooh, later on in the show, we're going to talk about citizen science. So what you as a citizen can do to help. It can be conservation related. It doesn't have to be. It oftentimes is. We're going to talk about a program called Adopt a Stream. So if you've got waterways here in South Carolina that you are passionate about, you can help to take care of them and monitor them.
And that will keep the animals safe.
Yay.
And we love animals.
We do.
So that's all coming up. And if you have any suggestions, something you would like to hear about, please visit SaturdaySplash.com. You can email us or you can visit the Greenville County Soil and Water Facebook site. That would be awesome.
Let us know what you want to hear about.
Send us your questions. We're into it. We want to answer them.
You are listening to the Saturday Splash on WGTK The Answer.